You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 18 and verse 38. Pilate said to him, "What is the truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in him at all." I want you to note this, brethren. This is about the third question that Pilate was asking Jesus, or about the fourth question. In verse 33, Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Now, again in verse 37, Pilate asked him, "Are you a king then?" And to all these questions, Jesus Christ answered. Then in verse 38, Pilate said, "What is the truth?" Now, if you look at the precedence, he asked the first question, Jesus responded. He asked the third question, Jesus responded. For the first time, he's now asking a question that could lead him to the truth. But look at what happened. Before Jesus could respond, the Bible says, and when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in him at all." He went to speak well of Jesus, but he never knew the truth. He never came to a personal knowledge of Jesus. He was distracted. Did you know that many people are distracted today? Anything that will truly bless your life, you don't have time for it. You have time for everything, but to read your Bible, you don't have time for it. If you are writing an exam or you are in school or something, you have time for all your books. But that book, the book, you don't have time for it, the Word of God. You can watch all manner of videos on YouTube, but videos that has to do with messages, that carries the life of God, that will truly bless you, you don't have time for it. You are distracted. If somebody shares something with you on WhatsApp, on social media, that is of substance that will bless your soul, you don't have time for it. But all other things, you have time for it. You know, I was scrolling through TikTok and I saw a lady. She just put camera and she was sweeping her compound. That was the video she made. And guess what? Hundreds of thousands of views. You know, just do something foolish. Just do something that does not lead to anything, that does not contribute anything to people's life. That's what people want to watch. Vanity is more attractive than truth. But then I will see people who are preaching the truth that will liberate their soul and bring them into a relationship with the Father in heaven. Hardly would 500 people have time to watch that kind of video. I saw a video and I said in my heart that this man was just cutting tree. He was just cutting tree. What is there to watch in a man cutting tree? I checked the views. It was 3 point something million. A man cutting tree. You see, people are distracted. It's not ordinary. Don't get distracted. Satan wants to distract you. Pilate had reached a point where he has now asked a question. All the question he was asking before. Well, are you king of the Jews? Are you this? But now he asks something. What is the truth? Pilate wants to know the truth. But before Jesus could answer him, he went out. But when you hear him speaking outside, you will think he had encountered Jesus on the inside. But no, he never encountered Jesus. He said, "I found no fault in him at all." You see, wait, please understand this, brethren. We are not copying Jesus externally. We are not to admire Jesus. We are to become like Jesus. Pilate admired Jesus. He saw no fault in him, but Pilate himself had fault. It is when you know the truth that you will now be delivered from your own fault and you will become like Jesus. But he is not like Jesus, but he is speaking for Jesus. He said, I find no fault in him at all. You will think that was a great message. You will think that was a great testimony. No, it's not. It would have been a great testimony if he said, I have met him and he has delivered me from my own fault. That is the testimony. We are not called to come and be speaking nice about Jesus. We are called to become like Christ. May you not be distracted from the truth in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. In case you want to know more about the Living Throne Ministry, please reach us on our website, livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.